Political satire in this country thrives mostly on television, The Daily Show, for instance, and the Colbert Report. But in Britain, satire has leaped to the big screen in a new film called In the Loop. Bob Mondello says American audiences would be wise to follow.
See if this sounds familiar. The U.S. is pushing for a war in the Middle East, going for a U.N. resolution, though there's no reliable intelligence to back them up, and the Brits are staying carefully neutral, which is why the Prime Minister's communications director turns purple when he hears Simon Foster, a low-level minister, not staying neutral on a talk show.
I think that war is unforeseeable.
Sam! Sam!
Unforeseeable. Yes.
No, you do not think
yes,
that.
But I think
Sam.
The communications director rushes to Simon's office to tell him that he can make no more public statements until he learns to keep to the government line.
No, I was going to keep to the line. I was going to say, I don't think war is unforeseeable.
What is it then?
I don't know. Foreseeable? No. Not foreseeable. That's declaring war. Do you want to declare war? Write this stuff. It's neither foreseeable nor unforeseeable.
Right, so not inevitable, but not...
You better work on this line.
Evitable.
Meanwhile, on our side of the Atlantic, a State Department official has sniffed out a war committee and is trying to rally administration doves, including a general she spies at a Washington cocktail party. Pulling him away to a child's playroom, she asks him about troop levels, and he picks up the only calculator he sees.
So you add these together.
Yeah.
It's pink and has pictures of bunnies on it.
So this is the number of combat troops available for an invasion according to these figures.
12,000?
12,000 troops, but that's not enough. That's the amount that are going to die. And at the end of a war, you need some soldiers left, really, or else it looks like you've lost.
They decide they should team up with this British guy who talked about war being unforeseeable to help internationalize the dissent, which might work, except that Simon's gotten in front of the press again.
Also
to clarify.
Unforeseeable. For the plane in the fog, the mountain is unforeseeable, but then it is suddenly very real and inevitable.
His press secretary looks terrified.
The mountain in the metaphor is a completely hypothetical mountain that could represent anything. What I'm saying is that to walk the road of peace, sometimes we need to be ready to climb the mountain of conflict. Thank you so
Which,
much.
As his furious boss screams, makes Simon sound like a Nazi Julie Andrews. Director Armando Iannucci co-scripted In the Loop with an eye to making War Fever play as a sort of screwball tragedy. Imagine a mashup of Dr. Strangelove and Wag the Dog, and you've got the general idea. The performances are explosively funny, from Tom Hollander's way-out-of-his-depth Simon to the peacenik general that James Gandolfini gives anger management issues. But the star is Peter Capaldi, doing some of the most ornate, inventive, unplayable on the radio swearing you will ever hear. Truly a boss from hell for the ages.
Simon, I don't like finding out about people employed by this government via the news unless they've just died. Be here now.
The thing that distinguishes In the Loop is that it's so easy to imagine that this really is how governments make earth-shaking decisions. Attack dogs going rabid, folks who actually know something ducking for cover, and low-level screw-ups turning into world-class catastrophes. You laugh and laugh, because the alternative would be to weep for us all. I'm Bob Mondello.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.